A community safety forum was held in Cloverdale last week, hosted by the Cloverdale Business Improvement Association, BIA. The public forum sought to address current safety concerns from business owners, workers, citizens, and other area stakeholders regarding recent issues in the Cloverdale Town Center. Paul Oraziati, the executive director of the BIA, said the turnout was okay for the last-minute event. He said City of Surrey bylaw, mental health workers, SPS, RCMP, and others all came together to listen and to find solutions to current problems. We talked about how to work together on different fronts, he said. Because not everything we talked about were policing issues, a lot of them are social issues. Oraziati explained the forum was not set up to solve current problems but to look at the various ways other cities are sharing information for their benefit and to bring that same formula here. It was also designed to open channels of dialogue between various groups. He said one of the attendees, who owns several businesses across multiple municipalities, talked about the different ways problems are dealt with in different places. There are slight variations in delivery of services, Oraziati noted. So a lot of things, like issues with homelessness, aren't always dealt with by the city. There can be a variety of supporting organizations that help out, he said. According to business owners, that process can look much different from place to place. He added that one major issue coming out of the Q&A was the revelation that the public use of hard drugs was becoming ubiquitous. They pass out and it causes concerts of various kinds. Oraziati said the speakers offered advice on the whole gamut of public safety issues. One speaker talked about how businesses can improve their in-house setup to prevent crime. A pair of speakers from the City of Surrey talked about homelessness and how the rate of homelessness has skyrocketed 66% over the last 2 to 3 years. A lot of the talk went over some glaring stuff, he explained. The next step is for people to follow up and contact our office about general matters. We don't intervene on anything specific, but just to talk about things in general. Oraziati added that one question that always comes up is, how do business owners continue to report so-called bad activity at locations around town? What are the best ways? What are the options? Other things that came out of the forum was the need to rebuild dialogue between police and the community. He also said there is political will to resurrect a program called Heads Up, which seeks to bridge a gap between the police, the BIA, and the business community. It would consist of non-emergency, but helpful information that we can put out to the business community, he said. That way there'd be more dialogue. The forum, held July 23 at the Clova Theater, had presentations from several speakers, followed by a 30-minute Q&A, and then followed by an informal panel discussion. In terms of speakers, Heather Parody, the Crime Prevention Coordinator for the Surrey Police Service, SPS, started off. She was followed by the RCMP's Sergeant Bob Key. Next up was Carmen Hall, the City of Surrey's Homelessness Services lead, and Cleo Breton. They were followed by Inspector Darren Shepherd with the SPS. For more info on the Cloverdale BIA, or their public safety initiatives, visit cloverdalebia.com, call the BIA office at 604-576-3155, or email cloverdalebia@telus.net.